The average composite score for Badger State students this year is 22.3 out of a possible 36, which matches last year's score. That's also 1.2 points more than the national average. Tony Evers is Deputy State Superintendent of the Department of Public Instruction. He says it's always a good sign when the state's students can maintain a strong ACT ranking.
The national score dropped a little bit this last year, so we feel good that we were able to maintain. Certainly there's things that we can work on, but we're happy to maintain the high level we're at right now.
Those things to work on are the achievement gaps among poor students and minorities. This year's nationwide ACT results show Native American, Latino, and African American students scoring roughly 3 to 5 points below their white counterparts. Evers says the DPI is trying to reduce that gap.
Smaller class sizes and early childhood programs have both been shown to make a positive impact. In addition, we're looking to increase the rigor of the courses, make sure that students make the appropriate selection of courses so that they can do well either in the world of work or at college. So we're not satisfied that there is this gap.
Evers adds that the state's largest school district, Milwaukee Public Schools, is having its 11th graders take the ACT. He says it prompts them to prep for academic achievement as well as get a sense of their strengths and weaknesses. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.